This piece was brought to you by Rolling Press, rollingpress.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
This is the news.
On Wednesday, January 7th, 2015, California District Court lifted the ban outlawing the sale of foie gras. Foie gras, highly fattened duck or goose liver, is a highly prized luxury food item and is made by overfeeding live fowl. The ban was put in place in 2012 and prohibited the sale and production of foie gras. Today, foie gras production remains illegal in California, but sale has been legalized. On the day the ban was lifted, we heard from Paul Shapiro, Vice President of Farm Animal Protection for the Humane Society.
Well, first and foremost, it's cruel and inhumane to shove a pipe down a duck's throat and force him to consume vastly more than he would ever consume. The purpose of doing this is to expand these animals' livers up to 10 times their normal size. And that's one of the reasons why ducks who are on these foie gras factory farms being force-fed have much higher rates of mortality than ducks who aren't being force-fed, which is a clear sign of very poor welfare for these animals. California was right to ban this form of animal cruelty, and states have the right to ban the sale of products that come from extreme animal cruelty. This is a bad court ruling that came down yesterday, and we expect that it will be overturned upon appeal, just in the same way that the Ninth Circuit already upheld this same law in an earlier case.
To hear the other side of the story, tune into episode 215 of The Farm Report with Aaron Fairbanks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.